Order.
The Prime Minister can't go on like a giggling schoolboy in this house when he's answering questions. It's outrageous the way he's behaving.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters complaining about John Key's responses to an opposition attack on his government's handling of the financially troubled state-owned Solid Energy coal mining company.
Yeah, that worked real well for you in the last election campaign, but if you want to have that debate again, feel free, sunshine.
Mr Key had begun the day by correcting an answer he'd given last week.
I indicated that Sky City's architects had approached Television New Zealand regarding the land. I've accepted Television New Zealand's statement that has not had such an approach, and accordingly my answer should be corrected.
Thought it was right.
With that, the Prime Minister preempted the first question of the day, which was from Mr Peters.
Is the Prime Minister expecting New Zealanders to believe that he goes to a meeting and there's no preparatory notes as to why he's going? When the meeting occurs, no one takes any notes at all, not even the other side, which he could consult with later on, or when the meeting's over, no record is kept of what happened at the meeting in the first place when the taxpayer is funding that meeting?
Right, Honourable John Key.
Mr Speaker, in certain instances, yes.
That's bulldust.
Back to Solid Energy, and this question for the Prime Minister from the Greens, co-leader Russell Norman.
Why then did he say yesterday, and I quote, "We didn't agree with the massive expansion of the company," end quote, when manifestly not only did he agree with the massive expansion, he actually encouraged a $2 billion investment into lignite?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, see, again, this is where the members want to come into this House and misrepresent comments, make them out to be there and try and fool some people.
Mr Key blamed Labor for its role when in government.
Clayton Cosgrove is saying it's nothing to do with Labor. They're up to their necks in it.
Clayton Cosgrove is Labor's spokesman on state-owned enterprises. He had this question for the Minister, Tony Ryle.
Is it correct that the former Solid Energy chairman, John Palmer, after announcing his resignation in November 2012, but immediately prior to his official departure, signed off the renewal of the chief executive's contract, which included a substantial salary increase, and as such led to a far larger amount of taxpayers' money being spent on the chief executive's severance package? And why did he take no action, even though he and the Minister of Finance were, from June 2012, receiving, at their request, monthly reports on the state of that company?
Why?
Honourable Tony Ryle.
Well, first of all, the premise of the member's question is quite incorrect. Mr Palmer had ceased being the chairman in November 2012. And my understanding is that the allegations that member is making are not correct.
And John Key said bonuses had not been restricted to the top brass.
My understanding is paid to a wide range of employees at Solid Energy. Well, actually, they're called the workers. And last time I thought Labor liked those people. They don't like those any more than they like the hobbits. They like
quite sufficient an answer.
And there are also questions about an accident on Monday when a woman in a wheelchair was hit by a train and critically injured at a rail crossing in Auckland. This report from Rhys Lyon.
Greens disability spokesperson Mojo Mathers put this question to the Associate Transport Minister Michael Woodhouse.
What, if any, has he taken to ensure that Kiwi Rail does not skimp on safety for people with disabilities?
Michael Woodhouse said Kiwi Rail had several initiatives to improve safety across the rail network.
Specific initiatives when improving or constructing infrastructure include ensuring pedestrian mazes and ramps are wheelchair access compliant.
Unconvinced, Mojo Mathers pointed to proposed spending cuts at Kiwi Rail.
I seek leave to table Kiwi Rail's infrastructure and engineering business plan, which says that Kiwi Rail will be cutting $200 million in spending over the next 3 years.
Leave us all to table that. Is there any objection? It can be tabled.
Another question for the Associate Transport Minister came from Independent MP Brendan Horan.
Will he release the Kiwi Rail track inspector's report from late 2012 that revealed serious safety concerns at the Morningside crossing over 3 months before yesterday's dreadful accident?
Michael Woodhouse.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm quite sure that all information that is able to be released in respect of rail safety will be, if the member puts it in the right way.
Associate Transport Minister Michael Woodhouse.
That report from Rees Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.